of the NRL kicks off tonight when Brisbane hosts Penrith. The Western Sydney Wanderers have suffered their biggest ever loss in the Asian Champions League, hammered 6-1 by Urawa in Japan last night. Brisbane Roar also out of contention with a 3-0 loss in Thailand. The Roar set to make an official complaint, though, after goalkeeper Jamie Young badly cut his arm on a broken net hook. Meantime, FIFA has confirmed that video refs will be used at next year's World Cup in Russia. International basketball star Liz Cambage is said to play in the WNBL for the first time in 5 years. The towering Opal Centre will play for the Melbourne Boomers. And Maria Sharapova has made a winning comeback to tennis, beating Roberta Vinci in straight sets in Stuttgart. The former world number one spent 15 months on the sidelines after failing a drugs test. Sydney weather mostly sunny and becoming windy with a top of 19 degrees. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Get Out is the best revised thriller of the year. Heart-pounding and unlike anything you've ever seen. Whatever you do, don't miss advanced screenings of Get Out in cinemas this weekend. Blakehurst, the Princess Highway at Tom Ugly's Bridge, a breakdown. Southbound traffic is affected. The M5 still fairly heavy inbound. Allow extra travel time onto Southern Cross Drive. And we're seeing very heavy traffic on Marsh Street and all approaches into the international and domestic terminals. Allow extra travel time. Asia is on sale now with AirAsia. Fly from Sydney to your favourite destinations from only $189. Book at airasia.com. Conditions apply. See website for details. I'm Chris Gerald on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price. And if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio and Racing New South Wales work together in bringing you the very best in thoroughbred racing. As May approaches, the Wagga Cup Carnival is looming. Thursday, May 4, it's the Town Plate. And Friday, May 5, the $150,000 Gold Cup. It'll be racing at its best. Wagga on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Two outstanding sales, one great location. Don't miss the HTBA Scone Yearling Sale, May 14 and 15, followed by the Scone Weanling and Thoroughbred Sale, also May 15, both at White Park Scone. Visit inglis.com.au.
This Saturday night, Tabcorp Park Menangle comes alive. Carrying more than $320,000 in prize money, the two-year-old Colts and Geldings clash in the Australian Pacing Gold Final. Tips 10:30 Saturday morning, then they're pacing Saturday night. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And at 10:06, good morning everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you, and we're going to take a look at Wyong today. Big meeting there. Phil Robinson joins us in the track. Morning, Phil. How are you going?
Not too bad, yourself?
Pretty good. What's the day doing?
It's pretty good weather at the moment. We've got a good four track. The rail's out 2 metres the whole way. We had 2 mil of rain last night, which made it perfect, and we've had 6 mil the last 7 days.
All right.
That's so looking pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, with a good four, the whole lot sounds like Mother Nature's been in your corner.
Yeah, it's blessed.
Too right, you've done well. What have you been? You've been a good lad, Phil. Beautiful day, good four railer too. Everything's just perfect for a river meeting.
No, that's it.
All right, well, good idea, Phil. Let's hope all goes well there today. Gary Harley's going to tell us all the winners next up.
No worries, thank you.
Thanks, Phil. Phil Robinson there at Wyong today. And that report, you couldn't really get much better than that. It's 10:07. Gary Harley's with us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Yeah, I'm at the track. It's a very cool day. Like most of southern Australia, we were hit with a cool change yesterday afternoon, and it's pretty cool here today, but plenty of blue sky, no sunshine at the moment. And I think that, we've only got small fields, Sean. There's only about 50 runners, I think, here today. But they raced at Gosford Tuesday and Newcastle on Saturday and Tamworth Cup Day on Sunday. Hawkesbury, I know that's a city meeting on Saturday, but the numbers are down a bit, but that can't be helped. There's still 8 winners there, mate.
And you're going to find every one of them for us. That's
well,
a good thing.
Well,
I'm positive, and I'm not tipping. The first there today, the maiden, over 1,300, we get a full field. Now, one comfortable, 270, equal with two Amare, also 270. Three right this down, 350. Six Strome is 850. Four Able Touch, 23. And five on Sunshine, $34.
Yeah, one of the top three. One of the top three will win, but I like number two, Amare. I liked her run on debut at Gosford recently. She's from the Chris Lee stable. She only run fifth on debut, but she only got beat a length and a half, and she made really good ground down the outside at the end of that 1,200 at Gosford. Today she goes to 1,300. The extra 100 will certainly be in a favourite. Also the experience of that first up run. I think she can win number two. Number one, comfortable, will be hard to beat. He went pretty good when he was only beaten a length on debut at Newcastle back on March 17. And then he failed at Kembla, but that was a heavy track at Kembla. I'd take no notice of that run. Back on the good surface today. I think he'll run well, number one. Three right this down. Was placed at Gosford back in October. Zully had one run back. Finished down the track at Gosford. But with the benefit of that run, I thought it did add some hope in the race. And number six, Strome, the other one. Mate, 2, 1, 3, and 6.
And just heard from Blake Spriggs too. He's just got the clearance about half an hour ago to come back right in. He'll be back right in next Tuesday, which is good news. He's been out for a while, Blake.
So, yeah. I was talking to him at Newcastle a fortnight ago, and he said I'm only about 2 weeks away from coming back. Yeah, he's been out for a couple of months, definitely.
Yeah, he's very lucky too. He got hit just above the eye, and very lucky he didn't get damage to the eye, actually, in the accident.
His partner, Rachel King, will be paying the grocery bill.
Oh.
He's ridden over 60 winners this year and won the Anzac Appeal Cup at Randwick for Chris Lees on slow pace on Tuesday.
I'm surprised he's coming back. He might have got used to the lifestyle, Blake. Just put the feet up and say, Rachel, bring the bacon home. There you go. Now, good luck to him back on Tuesday. Now, the second today, the two-year-old, over 1,600. We've got a full field, two San Francisco, 290, one Barbary, 340, three Table Mountain, also 340, four Legal Girl, $5, and five Bold Dapper, 23.
Mate, I think he's a progressive two-year-old, number three Table Mountain. He's a horse that's going to get better with racing. He's by Animal Kingdom, out of a schnitzel mare, bred by Arrowfield, and of course Paul Massara trains him. And after some nice trials, Paul sent him to Armidale on debut on a heavy eight in the Thunderbolt there on March 20, and he was all at sea on that track there. He never handled that heavy eight track at all. He got a mile back. He was as green as grass. He got a check coming towards the home turn. He never had a clue where he was. Then, 30 days later, after another trial at Muswellbrook in which he went well, he won a trial on a heavy track. He turned up here at Wyong in a 1350 year last meeting, and I thought he ran a pretty good race for this race. He only got beat 2.5 lengths. He ran fourth behind Tangled and Bidwee, and I've got an idea Tangled might be heading to Brisbane for the carnival, one of Chris Waller's that's in Sandy at Hawkesbury. So the field was okay. Now, he goes from 1350 to the mile today, 1600. Timmy Clark's going to ride him, and I think this should be his race. But he is a horse that'll get better, like most of the animal kingdoms with racing. Three on top, and number one, Barbary for second on a quick backup. 8 days ago, it ran fifth here on debut behind Tangled. Got beat 2.5 lengths. Finished just behind Table Mountain. On that occasion, he got back midfield. He got it tightened up at the 1,200. But he was back midfield, three wide with a cover, and he ran on pretty well. He'll be a chance at the mile. It'll suit him as well, providing he backs up all right. Four Legal Girl, she also ran in the same race as the other two. She finished about half a length behind Table Mountain on that occasion. She had a nice run. McAvoy gave her a nice run behind the speed. She only battled when she got out. She was second up. She should be a lot fitter today, so I'd expect her to go a bit better. And two San Francisco for Paul Perry. 3, 1, 4, and 2.
Righto, the third's a maiden, and it's over 1,600. Seven Letter to Juliet's out now. Number eight, Vanzetta, 290. Five, Colorado Mist is 420. Six, Graciousness, 420. One, Catarin is $6. Three, Queen Electra, 9. Number two, Iota, $12. And four, Rocking Horse is $17.
I like Colorado Miss here. I thought her first up run at Hawkesbury was good enough to win this. She ran second there behind Calabash Express. Got beat about 1.8. She got back midfield just behind the leader straightening and then come across her heels at the 350. She kept running on strongly to the line. Second up, she'll be a fair bit fitter. And she's got Barrier 1 and Jeff Penzer. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Number eight, the favourite, definitely Vanzetta for second. Never went a yard on that soft track the other day at Kembla and absolutely ran last the other day when it was well on the market at $4.40. It's one of the Chris Wallers. But if you go back two runs at Newcastle, she was beaten less than a length by Cenerito Vega on the big track there. That run was good enough to give her a good chance here in this race. Number six, Graciousness, for third. It only got beat two lengths at Kembla a month ago on a heavy, hasn't raced since. And number two, Iota, trained on the track. He's been racing at Tamworth, had a couple of placings there, but back on his own track, he might run into the race. 5, 8, 6, and 2.
Race 4, 1,100 metre maiden. Now we pull out Ford Decepticon, 6 Lady Moochie. Now 2 yays and nays, 280. 3 Moccasin Miss, 290. Nothing between those two. 8 Secret Padrill at 5. 7 Respetter at 650. 5 Fournette, 750. And 1 Prospect Road, $51.
He's my bet of the day, number 2 yays and nays. Trained by the Hawks team and Tommy Berry to ride him. He'd been trialling really good, or she had, she's a filly. She'd been trialling really good before her debut run here. She won a trial at Rose Hill and a couple of placings in trials at Rose Hill before that run. Now, that was on the 6th of April, 3 weeks ago, her only start. Now, she settled second in the race outside the leader straight and hit the front about 150 out. Tommy rode her, and she just couldn't hold off the other horse who had a cold sit behind her, Paris for me. And it ran over and beat her about half a length. Now, she'll be a lot better today with the experience. Barrier 1, good speed. She can lead if Tommy wants to. I thought she was the better of the day. Moccasin Miss is the main threat. It's been trialling good. 2 recent trial wins. I saw the last one at Warwick Farm and got back early, railed up. Led on the home turn and shot clear into the straight. Went home okay. Nice barrier. It'll be on the speed. The arm plenty to claim too. It's the main threat. Number 8 is my third pick in the race, which is Secret Padrill. Didn't mind its trial at Randwick at 1 recently. Jumped away well, led all the way, and went to the line pretty good. It could run into a place, and number 7, Risk Better, 2, 3, 8, 7.
All right, race 5, a class 1 over 1,200. Now we take our 3 Stonebrook and 4 Time Out of Mind. 2 Hucho is $2.60, number 6 Don Franco, $4.20. 1 King Viv, $4.40. 7 Trust Me, $4.40. The other one, 5 Jesu, $10. But, gee, nearly everything given a bit of a chance here, Gaz. Is this one of the toughest of the day or not?
This morning, Sean, it was a much wider betting race when Stonebrook was in.
Yeah.
He went up $3 last night with Tab.com, but with him coming out, there's been a reshuffle. I'm with Hutcho, the one of Gary Portelli's. Won a race by a big space at Newcastle on the Beaumont Pack and a heavy 8 back in March, won a maiden by 3.5. Had 31 days off and come back, and only got beat a length and a quarter the other day at Gosford. And he got held up at around about the 400 metre mark,
yeah,
back midfield. And when he got clear at the 150, he chased down pretty good. Now, Cleve Hill won the race, and it put up a good performance to win at Gosford on Tuesday, Anzac Day. And Blue 22 run second in the race, a New Zealand horse with Kim Waugh. And it was placed the other day at a real hot class one at Newcastle. So the form around him is pretty good. I think he can win this, Hutcho. Barrier 1 and Rachel Murray getting edging closer to the 100, you know, for the season, having a great season. I thought he could win.
Mm. And actually, the other day at Newcastle, when you looked everywhere he went, there was just wasn't a run, was there?
Oh, no.
Just wherever, there was just nothing until the last bit and got home well.
Yeah. No, that would be at Gosford you're talking
about. Gosford, other, yeah.
He won at Newcastle, then the run at Gosford, yeah. Yeah, I thought that run was pretty good. I thought he could win this. Now, King Viv. Heard a couple of people talking about wondering how the horse was named. Well, it's what happened. I wrote a story about this horse. Mark Waugh owns him,
yeah,
part owner, and he named him after Viv Richards, his great mate. Not only were they like they were opponents on the field, and I suppose Viv might have been getting towards the end of his career when Mark was playing, but Mark did tell me he played a fair bit against him. And of course, then they worked together on Channel 10 in the Big Bash. There for a season or two, and he named the horse King Viv. He goes good, this horse. His trial was okay. Well, the trial was good because he ran fourth on the trial, beaten three quarters, but Serge Lisney dropped him out the last in a small field, and he ran on down the outside under his own steam. He never let him off the bridle at any stage. I thought the trial was good, and before Stonebrook come out, this horse was pretty heavily backed. 8 into about 6 with Tab.com. First up, he has won in the past. When he's fit, he needs a bit further, maybe a bit further than 1,200, but nice and fresh, he'll probably run a race. Number 7, I had him for third. Trust Me, got ability. If he concentrates, he's a chance. He's got good speed. And 6, Don Franco, 2, 1, 7, and 6.
All right. Now, the sixth event, a Class 2 over 2,100. We take out 2 Super B, 3 Bastia, 4 Fight for Glory. 1 Interlocutor is $1.35. 5 How Do You Do, $8. Number 6 Mashani Astana, $8. 8 The Blues Brother, $8.50. And 7 Power From Within, $11. We're talking about Hutch, however, no luck getting a run. What about this the other day?
He was stiff at Newcastle. The story of the horse is he's a Godolphin horse by Medaglia d'Oro, and he's had 2 runs in Europe. He won a race over on debut over 1900, won a maiden, and then he might have went to France then, and he ran 4th, beat the length and a half in a 2400 metre race. Now then Godolphin transferred into John O'Shea. He had 250 days off since that run over season. Back of a couple of trials where no pressure was put on him, he resumed at Newcastle in a 1600 metre race on the 29th of March. James Doyle rode him. He got back. He was allowed to drift back by James. He only had 5 behind him at the 800. In fact, he was running 3rd last. And then when they got to the straight and James wanted him to go, there was a wall of horses in front of him, and he couldn't get clear run. And then he sort of dragged him to the outside. He was making a good run at the 200. He just got slightly cut out or held up. Not a lot, and he was very strong late. Then he hit the line like a real stayer.
Well, the run came, and then Sednazar came across sort of and took the run, didn't it?
Yeah.
He said, I'll have that. And he's got to check again, go back around him and come to the outside again.
True, and he's hit the line really hard to get beat in the length. And what do you think, run 3rd, up and rolling in the race, and we know what abilities he's got. So he was the thing with these European horses, a lot of these stays is, will they get round Wyong? Right? If it was Newcastle, he'd be $1.10. But the Wyong's a lot tighter, as you know, but if he gets round Wyong, he'll donkey lick these. I mean, he went up $2.50, but the equal second favourites have both been scratched, Super B and Bastia, and with only 5 runners, he's $1.35. I think there's only 5 runners in it now. So, mate, it should be just a matter of him winning. But the one little query, as long as he gets around the home turn here and the tighter track, but he looks like a real progressive stayer for Godolphin in the long run. And I'll be surprised if he gets beat at that price, but you want him to win anyway. Number 7, second pick, Power From Within. Number 5, How Do You Do? And number 8, The Blues Brother. Really, they're in a grade below this horse, but you've got to throw something in, 1, 7, 5, and 6.
Well, you look at his form. He won at Deauville first up in France, and they freshened him for 4 weeks, in a month, and shot him from 1,900 up to 2,400, and he ran only a beat and a length and a half.
Yeah, he's watching him at Newcastle. He's a dyed-in-the-wool stayer.
Yeah.
He'll run a strong mile and a half. Don't worry about that.
Too right. And Deauville and Chanté, I wouldn't mind having one good enough to go around there. Right, now race 7.
Wouldn't mind being there having a drink.
Oh, yes, wouldn't we cause trouble? Now, Class 2, race 7, 1,350, 10 Silent Dream Out, 5 Just Dreaming is $2.30, 3 Pleased is $4, 1 Local Affair, 5, 4 Buddies Owed, $9.50, number 2 Bellridge, 10, along with 6 Mary Rani, also 10, 7 Colonial Rain, 21, number 8 Savinia, 26, and 9 Dominant Storm, $51 pop.
I think she'll win Just Dreaming. Tommy Berry riding for Chris Lees. I think she'll jump to the front and lead or sit there close and win. She's a nice filly by Snitzel. Her only run at Wyong, she absolutely bolted in here back in November. Tommy rode her that day at a maiden on a good 4. Then she went to Hawkesbury and didn't get beat far, run 2nd, went to the paddock and resumed on the big track at Newcastle. Led there the other day. I think a beat a length and a quarter by Tennessee Hussey. He is in very good form at the moment. Got a nice barrier. Tommy to ride. Should lead. Should win. 5 on top. Just Streaming. Number 3 for 2nd. In the race, Sean, as I turn the page, is Pleased. One of O'Shea's, a Godolphin horse. Got beat 3 lengths, 3.5 lengths when it rubbed 3rd on debut at Hawkesbury. Won a race here back in November. It's probably the main threat. Number 2, Bellridge. Broke through for a well-deserved win at Goulburn recently after a freshen up. And number 4, best of the others, Buddy's Owed. 5, 3, 2, and 4.
All right, now we go to the final event today, race 8. And this is a benchmark 65. It's over 1,100 metres. Yeah, let's look at the scratchings here for this. There are none. Number 2, Cockles, is 3 even. 1 Worldly Impact, $3.70. 4 The Brown, 1 at $5. 3 Johnny Rouboy at $6. 7 Charge of Light, 650, 6 Torchbearer, 950, and 5 Bonus Spin, $51 pop there.
Wynn Cockles is a real, real good fresh horse. And he's got no wet track form, so he's really going to appreciate the good track today. He's had 4 runs on wet tracks and never run a place. On good tracks, he's had 7 runs for 2 wins at 2 seconds. He had a very good stable with Alan Denham. Alan won with Cleve Hill at Gosford on Tuesday. Corey Brown's going to ride him. It's 53 days since his first up run, so obviously he's had an issue since then. He had 3 months off. He did get beat only a length by Fanning in a very good race here back in November. And he won a race here back in May, both on good tracks. Now, he resumed at Scone on March 5. He was well above himself there on the soft track. Blew like a gale in the betting, and he was 3 wide with no cover. And under pressure at the 200, and he got beat about 3 and a quarter lengths now. He hasn't been produced since, so obviously, there's been an issue. But he's got terrific first-up form, and I think he'll get the money. Number 2, Cockles. Number 1, Whirly Impact. Never seems to run a bad race. Trained by Craig Carmody. 3 placings from its last 4. Gosford, 2 at Canterbury. Hasn't raced for 3 months, but goes very good first up. Number 3... Johnny Rueboy, a Victorian, has had 2 runs for Damien Lane here at Wine, the local trainer. Ran 3rd at Warwick Farm the other day. And number 4, the brown one, didn't run a bad race at Warwick Farm. It's also trained by Damien Lane. The big fella's got 2 runners in this race, and I think it beat a length and a half there the other day by Dagny. So they got chances too in this race. 2, 1, 3 and 4, mate.
Yeah, Worldly Impact didn't have a lot of run. It's been a while since it had a start, but it didn't have much run the other day when it ran 3rd, did it? Didn't have a lot of luck.
No, it hasn't had a run for about 3 months.
Yeah. And with the claim, it comes in on 58, which brings it down a bit on what it's been carrying.
Yeah, listen, it's a chance in the race for sure, and Rachel King's 1.5 off. Good Barry, and she's riding so well.
Too right. Now, what's your best today, Gary? What stands out?
Well, there's only one good thing for me, A's and A's. Race 4, number 2, and if you press me for another one, I'd make it just streaming in... Race 7, number 5.
All right, so we'll go just dreaming race 7, number 5, yays and nays, race 4, number 2.
Now, what I've done with the quaddy...
Yeah, righto, what have you done?
I've put in a... I've put only 2 in the first leg, Archo and King Viv.
Right, so what numbers are they?
Naturally stood out in a locator at $1.35 in
right.
the second leg.
So you got 1 and 2 in race 5.
Yeah.
Race
stood out 1.
Yeah, number 1 in race 6 on a tone, yep.
5-3-2.
5-3-2 and a 7.
I've put 4 of them in the last. 2-1-3 and 4. Because we're not spending much money.
Nasty. Glad I've bitten the last. You'll just have a heap to spend at the end of the day, won't you?
Yes. Hey?
You wonder what to do with it.
It's been a bit tough.
You've been eating the toast on the slices of bread.
I had 2 $7 winners I tipped the other day in the late mail at Musselbrook. Never had a cent on either of them.
Well, that's...
Had a quiet day, never had a bet, and that's what happens. And our best bet won, and then come in and had a bet the other day, and I got beat.
See, the Lord works in mysterious ways. That's it. All right, mate. Well, we'll hear you there today. Beautiful day. A little bit cool, but a great day.
Yeah, a little bit cool, mate.
That's all right.
Well, it's autumn there. Yeah. You've got to expect that. And it's going to get colder. I think they're expecting a bit of snow on the Barrington up the other side of Scone last night, and it's snowing down on the snowy mountain.
No good when it gets cold around the southern regions.
And
it goes, isn't it?
Your territory way down there in Vic. It's very cool.
You're right. All right, well, we'll talk to you through the day. Good on you, Gary Harley there, and looking at the meeting today at Wyong. Well, as you heard earlier on, the weather fine, had a good fall. The rail's out 2 metres the entire circumference from Phil Robinson at Wyong. 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Heading into winter, Sky Sports Radio brings you the best in racing and sport.
At the 300, did you give them a cheerio? What did you say?
No, not this week.
From Slats and TK on the Big Sports Breakfast weekdays to the Big Sports Breakfast weekend every Sunday morning, you'll hear the key players from all our winter sports. Racing HQ, Hunter's Postmortem, Going Greyhound, On the Pace, Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Bringing you the latest in news, interviews and tips. This is Sky Sports Radio, 1017 AM.
If you
you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $135,000 projected Big Six pool at Hawkesbury this Saturday and an $85,000 projected quaddy pool at Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday night. And you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Right across the country, Sky Sports Radio has the best form analysts in the business.
Have something small on the mighty Fed, and I think he'll relish Randwick.
And the mighty Fed gets up to beat Devon Early.
Every morning at 10, Racing HQ presents the major New South Wales race preview. Then our interstate experts, including Dean Lester and Mark Hunter in Victoria, and Peter Ellis in South Australia, take the chair.
Wherever the races are, you can rely on Sky Sports Radio.
It's 10:28, Leanne West, with the latest headlines in sport. Penrith coach Anthony Milford has denied his team's in crisis mode ahead of tonight's Round 9 NRL clash against Brisbane. The Panthers have been in camp on the Gold Coast following their worst start to a season in 4 years. The Western Sydney Wanderers Asian Champions League campaign is effectively over after they were thumped 6-1 by Urawa in Japan overnight. The Brisbane Roar were beaten 3-0 in Thailand. In Premier League matches this morning, Arsenal beat Leicester City 1-0, Tottenham beat Crystal Palace 1-0, and Middlesbrough beat Sunderland 1-0. International basketball star Liz Cambage is set to play in the WNBL for the first time in 5 years. The towering Opals Centre will play for the Melbourne Boomers. And 15 months after failing a drugs test, Maria Sharapova has made a winning comeback to tennis, beating Roberta Vinci in straight sets in Stuttgart. I'll be back with more sport and news at 11 on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's right on 10:30. Now let's have a look here and see Manukau, race two. And we've got the greyhounds there. Now, the reserve's not required. Number one, It's All Me, is $7.90. Two, Tyne Castle Flyer, $6.30. Three, Space Oddity, $3.104. It's the favourite. Number four, 12 Gauge, $30. Five, Kissius, $7.70. Six, Vanos, $5.40. Seven, Wairar Angel, $7.30. And eight, Minute, $16.17. The reserve's not required. Number three, Space Oddity, $2.60, $1.04. Race two at Manukau. Now, we'll be heading there to Manukau. We might go there now for race two.
The Stripes, Tyne Castle Flyer for the Oregon Kennels is a Tyne Castle Flyer. And that was an improved run for third. Slow away and really hit the line strongly when it drew out wide the other day here. A Tyne Castle Flyer comes off the two today. And the other one was Cassius. I don't know if that's how we pronounce it, but that's what we'll say. Cassius. The other five are for Stephen Clark. Run third in its qualifying trial. Beaten five. Slow time, 19.06. Let's hope there's some improvement there out of the good... there in Swift Fantasy, there by Magic Sprite. There is Cassius, and we'll see what it does on its debut run today. 6.32 and the 5 for me here. Minute 16 off for the outside, and It's All Me off the inside. Glennie Hunt's are two runners there, pretty hard to see them winning. 12 gauge Marsha Black. Just the 9 starts this dog yet to salute for Marsha. And Wairoa Angel having its first start for Hayley Mullane. Second in a quali. The 7. That's in the mix, isn't it? There at $6.50. And the book price here at $6. Yeah, we'll see what happens here. The second of the day. Not far from bringing them up here. It's All Me, the inside. Space Oddity 3. Cassius 5. And Wairoa Angel the 7. Glenn Hunt with his charge out there. It's All Me. Comes off for the inside.